To the US, where Donald Trump's lawyers continue to claim the presidential election was influenced by systematic, organised corruption across the country. So far, the Trump campaign has filed dozens of lawsuits, and their defeats are piling up across several states as judges reject the claim or the plaintiffs withdraw without explanation. Trump campaign re-election lawyer Rudy Giuliani has just been talking.
This is not a singular voter fraud in one state. This pattern repeats itself in a number of states, almost exactly the same pattern, which to any experienced investigator, prosecutor, would suggest that there was a plan from a centralized place to execute these various acts of voter fraud, specifically focused on big cities, and specifically focused on, as you would imagine, big cities controlled by Democrats, and particularly focused on big cities that have a long history of corruption. The number of voter fraud cases in Philadelphia could fill a library. And I've often said, I guess sarcastically, but it's true, the only surprise I would have found in this is if Philadelphia hadn't cheated in this election.
That is Rudy Giuliani of the Trump campaign. With us now, our correspondent in the US, Simon Marks. Simon, thanks for joining us again this morning. Now, this press conference was pretty extraordinary for a whole bunch of reasons. What was it like watching?
Well, it was absolutely, completely unhinged. I mean, there is the lunatic aspect to this story, Susie, and there is the serious aspect to this story. The lunatic aspect was represented by the four lawyers who made this presentation at Republican National Committee headquarters. Rudy Giuliani, so hot under the spotlights that his hair dye started dripping down the cheeks of his face. Very, very uncomfortable visual optics of this press conference. The argument that the lawyers presented, and I am not making this up, is that the presidential election was stolen from Donald Trump as the result of a conspiracy between George Soros, Joe Biden, the Clinton Foundation, Antifa, and the Venezuelan government, all of them apparently coming together in a bid to deny Donald Trump victory, particularly through the use of voting machines, about which these lawyers keep making all sorts of claims that they are then unable to back up when they go into court. At one point, one of Mr. Giuliani's associates described this group of lawyers as an elite strike force. I think we should probably note that the elite strike force has now lost 29 separate court cases, most of them peremptorily being thrown out by even Republican-appointed judges who keep saying to the lawyers, where's your evidence? And they haven't got any whatsoever to support the cases that they are making. But listen to the kind of language that one of President Trump's lawyers, Sidney Powell, used towards the end of this press conference.
American patriots are fed up with the corruption from the local level to the highest level of our government, and we are going to take this country back. We are not going to be intimidated. We are not going to back down. We are going to clean this mess up now. President Trump won by a landslide. We are going to prove it, and we are going to reclaim the United States of America for the people who vote for freedom.
President Trump, she said, won by a landslide. The president, we're told, was eagerly watching this press conference from inside the White House. But that gets us to the serious aspect of this story, Susie. We learned this morning that the president had personally telephoned two of the election commissioners, Republicans in Michigan, that were poised to certify the outcome of one particular vote count in Wayne County. He's also now invited Michigan lawmakers, Republicans, of course, to come to the White House to see him tomorrow. So he is very much engaged still in acts of intimidation aimed at trying to overturn the outcome of an election that he lost.
Now, there is an awful lot on social media lampooning and laughing at the situation with Rudy Giuliani and his hair dye running down his face that you were talking about there. But also I note Maggie Haberman of the New York Times saying that some Trump advisors are saying, not publicly, that what Giuliani is doing is dangerous. That's the really serious side here too, isn't it?
But what Rudy Giuliani has been doing is dangerous for American democracy for weeks, including that lamentable previous press conference that was held at Four Seasons Total Landscaping in Philadelphia, not the Four Seasons Hotel, several days ago. But ultimately, Republicans can speak quietly to reporters as much as they like about their concerns about the danger all of this poses to American democracy and the international ridicule that it's creating in a week where the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has had the gall to travel to Georgia, a former Soviet republic bordering Russia, to lecture them about the need for clean, transparent and free elections. As long as those Republicans don't speak out publicly against the president, he is going to continue digging away here.
Simon Marks, thank you very much.